Classy.
Speaking of Fiki or something
yeah,
last time?
Yeah.
Classy.
Said it a couple different ways.
It's all good.
And we got Maya and Sarah in here.
We got Maya and Sarah. It's a full house.
Yes. For Nathan's last show.
My last show, I moved to Australia in 3 days. So
yes. Nice. We're going to miss you, dude. Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It's a nice shirt you got on there. I can't really see it on the radio.
I've got some hamburgers, walking hot dogs, monkeys smoking and skateboarding. And
is that a watermelon or is that a carpet?
And Nathan's rocking the old So Salacious shirt when we used to play a lot of electro swing. And he got one of the first ones made.
Yes.
That's got the old mic. Mm-hmm. Nice. Swing vibe going on.
Corey's actually got it on his wrist.
Yes, I know. Oh, yeah. Wow. Shouts out to Al Gibbs at the fall.
So Salacious tribute.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Sweet. So yeah, I don't know. What are you guys gonna play today?
I found the new Swollen Members in the cubby, so I'm gonna play a track off of that. It's not what I expected. It sounds a lot more like the Balance album. Very a lot more hip hop rather than that kind of more. Club. The beats are more underground, so yeah, it's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. We're throwing a party actually at the 22nd at the Waldorf this coming Friday, so I'm gonna be playing some tracks from our album coming out, our compilation album. It's a lot of local guys, kind of weird electronic music that you wouldn't hear on Granville Street, but that you can still dance to. So it's a good combo of kind of weird but groovy, kind of funky stuff. So I'm going to be playing some of that. Yeah. And the Waldorf is back, and it's going to be sweet.
Back in action.
It is back.
Nice.
So, yeah, Taylor and I actually just came back from the wonderful world of Shambhala.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm still in my Shambhala
still
days.
Still coming down, yeah.
I don't plan to ever get rid of it.
No. What year was that for you?
It was my second year.
It was your second
year.
Okay.
But it felt like my second thousand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will never...
Mentally, I don't really leave. Yeah. Like, mentally, I'm kind of always at the river there.
Totally. I'm going to be playing a lot of tracks from some of my favorite artists that I saw at Shambhala.
Nice.
And I'll start off with this one track, which is a Fab Sampieri original. This is a JFB edit. JFB was absolutely incredible for me. He actually, halfway through his set, he was doing some stuff with Beardy Man.
Did you see Beardy Man's
set? Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Beardy Man's set was unreal.
It blew my mind. I didn't leave Fractal Forest, like, for hours.
I know, it was crazy.
My highlight of that set was kind of halfway through. We were playing Musical Statues. Were you there for that, Taylor?
Was that during JFB?
JFB,
I think I ran out for Odessa.
Okay.
But I saw Beardy Man.
We would I don't know if you've ever played Musical Statues. I never had before until then. I didn't even know it existed. So basically what happens is you play music, you dance, and then when the music stops, then everybody freezes.
Okay.
And then when they play music again, you dance, and then you freeze.
Yeah.
And then we did it in reverse. So they play music, and everyone's frozen. And then when you stop, then everybody dances to no music. And that was just incredible. And seeing it was just mind-blowing.
Man, that makes me want to go up there for next year.
I
better get my ticket. It's crazy that you can buy tickets pre-sales in November, so a couple months and... planning for it all over again.
Definitely.
Right?
As soon as I'm back in Canada, that's going to be the first thing I do.
Yeah.
Nice.
So here is Fab Sampieri, Listen Up, featuring Jonathan Molina, a JFB remix.
JFB.
Yeah.
Another awesome set at Shambhala. This is Opio Quack Fat.
New Zealand.
Actually, Australia, Melbourne. That's where I'm going. Yeah. That's the only reason we're going to Melbourne, actually. Just to see Opio. Hell yeah. So we've got Nefas. He's going to throw down some tracks right now. What do we got?
Here, this is a new Howl soundtrack. This by Ryan Enochson. And this one's called How I Feel.
Nice.
my songs have that timeless feel to them. That's what I need to explain. It's in the very nature of how I write my songs. In the nature of music and how I see it. Music is touched generations, liberated cultures, made people fall in love.
Check out the Waldorf this Friday. Cover is free before 9. We're going to have the beach set up outside. It's going to be sweet. And later on, it's going to be really dancey and rainy inside. And, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Woo!
Never jump. new when I come for you.
A gang of hating pigs.
I have it really done for you.
Ain't never done shit.
What you gonna do when I come for you?
A gang of hating pigs.
Death Grips,
can you handle that? That was the Rar Kelly and Lem's remix of Clink Culture Shock. Love that one. Really, really good with the 60s kind of melody in the background. That reminds me of like a Vietnam loop or something. So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, UBC. Happy summer, happy nice weather out there. It's going to get nicer. Welcome back to everyone that was at their festivals and everything. Hope you had a good time. And some concert announcements coming up. Hip-hop karaoke tonight with Flip and Seco. Check that out at Fortune. Check out Club 303. Wednesday, they got a band called Dirty Spells and Cult Babies performing there. That's 303 Columbia. I think that's Columbia and Cordova. New place. Open for about 2 weeks now. And Doe Ran. Check out Doe Ran. He's doing weekends at Fan Club now from Bootlegs and... Yeah, Doe Ran. Love his show. Love that guy. He's dope. And... I think Black Alicious at the Biltmore tomorrow with Death 3, K-Rec, and Estine Elements. If I got that correct, that's tomorrow, the Biltmore. SZA, August 29th at Fortune. And you were excited about this one, right?
Yeah, Mr. Carmack and Jemba Jemba.
Yeah.
In some warehouse.
Yeah, I think
the Autoform space on Clark Drive. Like, that's just going to be crazy. I mean, Mr. Carmack is, like, one of the hottest producers right now. He's out of Hawaii. He just makes a beat like almost every day. It seems like super banging stuff.
Nice.
In a warehouse.
Yeah.
A warehouse.
With Jemba Jemba too.
In a warehouse.
Did we emphasize that? Did we mention?
Did I mention that it's in a warehouse?
Yeah. Autoform Space, 1885 Clark. And RA playing the 5th at Fortune 2. RA the Rugged Man. So yeah, that's what's going on. Check out those shows, and I'm sure there's lots of other stuff. I'm gonna get into this new Swollen Members joint next. It is called Park Bench number 10 off the new one. So stay tuned. So Salacious, CRGR.
It's in a warehouse.
101.9 FM.
Life is like a blur. I could be a psycho, but it's not what I prefer. New pink Cinderella, no grass slipper. No black leather act, feather wax stripper. Mad child lyrically, I'm an ass kicker. Not an ass kisser, I'm a practicer. That's where a lot differ, and I'm a lot different. Without a pot to piss in, but I am not tripping. Can see the clock and the clock's ticking. Bad man, I'm a rude boy, shot licking. I mean no deal with them bull cat. Had to leave a lot, was stopped doing opiates. Stomp on a white boy, smash on a half breed. I don't give a f when I rap, I am baffling. Yo, dogs are good, most people suck. I'll probably grow up to be an old evil sitting on a park bench, cane in a cardigan, thinking of the days back when Shane, he was partying. And soon I'll be an artifact. Seemed like yesterday I was picking up a party pack. Now I'm worried about a heart attack. Still childlike, Air Max and a starter cap. You can't cheat father time, just be thankful I'm happy. I've had harder times. Things that I like, they are mad hard to find. I'm a snob, do my job, I'm a master of rhymes. I'm a bastard to some, to the rest is good. Main fear, not to do the best that I could. Not give it all I got, but still could do better. Decade and a half, group still were together. Still birds of a feather, still dope beats, ill words put together. Hip-hop saved me twice, that's a true fact. I still love checking for f***ing tough records. Used to have a pistol in my hand. Now I want blue skies, seeing crystal in the sand. I'm getting old, call me mister, I'm the man. Still cold, still official is the plan, motherfucker.
south.
Check out the Waldorf this Friday for more stuff like that. Groovy, groovy, weird electronic music.
Groovy, groovy.
Groovy, awesome groovy, stuff. Weird stuff.
All right. Well, this is still So Salacious. You're still tuned into your favorite radio show.
We're still here.
And you haven't tuned out. Thank God. Okay. So I'm going to be playing a track by a man named Afro-Cuban. He's out of Portland. Last Shambhala, he approached a friend of mine and he gave him a CD. And we didn't listen to it all the way home because we figured it's probably not that good. And then we listened to it when we got home and we were like, wow, who is this guy? This is incredible. His name's Afro-Cuban. So we're like, okay, okay. So we've been listening to him for the past year. And then when the Shambhala set list came out, they're like, Afro-Cuban's going to be playing at the Living Room. We're like, okay, yeah. Well, this is awesome because he's never played Shambhala before. So this is going to be his first Shambhala experience. We got to make it really awesome for him. So we all wore Afro wigs. We got like a group of like six or seven of us. And then headed down there, all disco 70s gold gear. It was mint. It was awesome. So we showed up about halfway through a set because he had like a 3-hour set. We couldn't dance that long. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What do you expect? So we got there.
It's like 40 degrees.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was like the perfect set at noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. He brought all these beach balls.
They're huge.
Yeah, Taylor comically was there too.
Comically big.
They were crazy. Some were like pretty decently sized, but some were like 5 feet. And then at some point, all the balls were in the air.
All the balls.
It was magical. And then at some point, so he does a lot of work with Laffa Taylor out of L.A. And so Laffa Taylor was there emceeing, as well as Timothy Wisdom out of Vancouver and Blackout. And if you guys don't know who Blackout is, he does a lot of work with a lot of artists who play at Shambhala, namely Sticky Buds. He's like the Shambhala. He's like Mr. Shambhala to me.
Nice. The straw that serves the drink.
Exactly. So to see all those guys at once was absolutely incredible. And then we stayed after. We actually made him like a 3-foot large sign of his head. And on the back, on the back, we got everybody at the stage that day to sign it. Both the Funk Hunters were there, Ski Tour, everybody signed it.
Oh, Ski Tour.
Then we gave it to him, and he was like, wow, blown away. It was awesome. He gave us all this swag. We got Afro-Cuban shirts, one of those big, like, 5-foot beach balls. It was incredible. So I'm going to play a song from his that he had released about 5 months ago on the Scour 100 VIP. It made it onto that playlist. So I'm going to play it for you guys. It's called Hypnotize Me, Afro-Cuban. It is a Notorious B.I.G. original, so check it out. Yeah.
my tape rock to my tape pop. Smoking weed and beer.
A little bit of CanCon for everybody. This is Ski Tour and the Funk Hunters. This song is not new, but it's not that old. Actually, in this video is a guy named Patrick. He does the McDonald's fry. You know those little owls that he does? Do you see that at shop a lot this year? This guy, he also does it on Commercial Drive. He spray paints owls with like all these different shapes and like sacred geometry and stuff like that on the fry cartons and like makes them into like necklaces.
Okay.
Recycles garbage.
I think I might have seen that.
It was awesome. So he's in this video as well. So you guys should check it out. Anybody listening on the air,
check the Socialacious archives for the old Ski Tour.
Yeah. We actually had Ski Tour and Funk Hunt. We had both of them on the show between the last year or two. Check this out. This is Ski Tour and the Funk Hunters, The Plan. Back up, back up, my back
I got a backup plan to the backup plan to back up my backup plan.
So Salacious. This is the new Daedalus. This one was on the playlist. This is number 5 off the album. Looks like a self-titled. No, Drown Out. And the track's called Perpetually. Check it out. So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM. That one was crazy, man. Very on the experimental tip. What'd you guys think of that one?
Wow!
Musician slash producer Alfred Darlington. You know. Daedalus. All right, I'm going to get into some Boom Baptist next. This is a Dilla tribute, so check it out. So salacious.
Tell him he's the door. Princess clang, like I'm the show. Tell him that's my crew. Tell a couple times I'm so improved. Lottery win, the beach is true. Model be dog to teach his rule. In the jungles I'm follow through. Every down is an audible. Cause every style I rock is swallowed whole. Some in old mine, some outright stole. Some of them foes, some see your bros. This another fly one, y'all. Corny ass beats off golden dough. Crimping on top is KK bro. My business is incalculable. My talcum whips, my falcon sword. Pimpin' passion's palpable. Huey Lee's and Malcolm flow. Intimacies I doubt you know. Down in them grooves you can't even go. With me she stays in glow. Parallel lives with magic stones. All of our stories told in codes. From a future's past platoon brought forth in rhymes. A secret memory of way better times where we just raising high. Couldn't sell us nothing. You could back us against the wall. You hit that clip, another clip. I'm asking where did it go? What happened to my folks? Beauty bought by empty court. Loving what you thought. I can't understand why we couldn't hold sway and place ourselves behind all these things we paved the way. Plus.
City found me, then put me on stage. that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this. Bitch don't kill my vibe. 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 I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I was sharing, but today I'm giving. Bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe.
Salacious Mondays, CITR, August 2014, UBC, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, CITR.ca, CITR Twitter, So Salacious on Facebook, Nathan, a.k.a. Sprocket Doyle, Corey, a.k.a. Scats1, Taylor, a.k.a. Nafasi, we're
not
all
Nafiki,
up in here.
Not Rafiki,
and the next one we are going to play is Watson, right?
Yeah, come to the Waldorf this Friday.
That's this Friday at the Wally. Word up. We'll be right back. And we are back. Leo Ramirez is in the building, about to go on next.
The one and only Leo
Big ups. And this is a special farewell show to Nathan before he goes out to
Australia.
Australia, mate.
Yeah.
And he may start a Socialacious up in Australia.
He will do it.
He will do that. So yeah, Nate, hopefully see you back here in a year's time and we'll still be going.
Oh yeah.
And thanks to Taylor for coming out today. Yeah. Shouts out to Maya for taking some photos. Shouts out to Sarah. Socialacious crew for life. Peace out. Have a good Monday, y'all.